So what the heck is going on with your insurance rates? If you are a consumer and have a car, have a house, any type of what's called personal lines insurance, not business insurance, you've probably seen your rates going up. Maybe your insurance agent or your carrier is asking you for more information. Maybe your deductible is going higher, your limits are going lower. What's going on? Especially in some states, there are mass defections of insurance companies not willing to write coverage in some states, Florida, California, Texas, places that have maybe more hurricanes or fires. And even in states where there aren't these kind of natural disasters, you're finding some insurers are having a higher claims rate or projected claims rate that is making them raise their rate. So what do? If you're an insured, if you're a homeowner, a vehicle owner, you have to have insurance to keep your rates low. Well, first, don't just assume that your insurance agent or your agency, if you're dealing with them, is going to automatically look for other types of policies. They might not. There's nothing wrong with them if they don't. Many carriers and insurers like to keep you with the same company over time because they figure you have a relationship with them. They know it's a quality company. They know they pay claims properly. They know what your limits and your coverages are, and they don't want to mess with all that. But if your rates are going up dramatically, let's say more than about 15%, 15, 20%, if it's going up more than that, it may be worth looking into other insurers that maybe could write your policy. You might have to ask your agency to do that. And go ahead and ask them to shop it around or to quote it elsewhere. It is work for them, so they can't automatically do it for every single one of their customers. You would think that they could, but they don't have the capacity for it. So you can ask them to do it. You also want to look at what your coverages are. And this is where you may want to get some consultation. If you have more questions or want some a second opinion on your insurance, you can click the link below. You can schedule a consultation, live one-on-one video consultation with a licensed insurance agent. We're not going to try to sell you anything. We wouldn't sell you personal lines insurance. We only do commercial lines. But we can give you some advice on what type of things to look for coverages. For example, you may want to raise your deductible, but also add an umbrella policy. You may want to look at adding some lines of addendums to your coverage, maybe endorsements, and that would cover up for exclusions you have in coverage. You may find that you have overlapping coverage that you can get rid of. This day and age, there's also some very cheap addendums you can add to your homeowners, like utility line failure. If your water pipe that goes from the street to your house or your sewer line breaks, that can cost $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and your normal homeowner's policy won't cover it. There's places you can get this coverage for $30, $40 a year in some parts of the country. You may also want to look at the limits on older vehicles for comprehensive, but on newer vehicles, you might want to add more. One of the things that is coming up a lot for consumers is the fact that auto repairs are going up as much as they are is affecting rates. Even if it's not your car, if you crash into somebody else, their car has higher rates of repair, which means your insurance company has to cover it. So there's a lot of factors you can look at. There's a good seven or eight things on a checklist we can go through with you to see if you can maybe offset some of the rate increase with some coverage changes that don't necessarily put you at more risk. It's just a trade-off. Instead of spending, $400 or $500 more a year, maybe you save that money so you have a higher deductible. So after 4 or 5 years, you've saved up extra money that can cover the difference in deductible, right? Also, we talked about umbrella policies. This is a good way to get more coverage for catastrophic events without having to break the bank. Homeowners, same thing. There may be some things you can do on your house. Clean your gutters, check your roof, get some sign-offs on maybe water intrusion that can help lower your rates. Rates are going up, there's no doubt about it. Insurance companies are seeing more claims and they're expecting more, whether it's because of climate change, regulatory, government, even social things like social inflation. People are suing more often now, suing for more money, and that can affect your insurance rates. That's what's going on with insurance. If you're a personal lines customer, homeowners, auto, renters, and you're wondering what's going on with your rates, that's what's happening. And for more information, you can read on our website or schedule a consultation if you see fit.